Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So sorry I am late, guys. It has been a busy, busy day, but God is still good in the midst of. And I want to thank my guests for tonight for hanging in there. I cannot wait till you guys hear from this awesome, awesome young lady that is doing some mighty things in the kingdom of God. Before we get started, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day and for everything that you are doing in our lives. Lord God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. Father God, give our guests clarity, God, and let the listeners that are listening, let them be blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you and we honor you for everything you are doing, and we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, guys, again, I apologize for being late. Got left work a little bit late today, had a little things going on, but in the midst of, God still got me here. I want to read a little bit about our guest that's coming on in a few minutes. Her name is Deja, and I hope and pray that I'm saying her name right, but she is a talented young vocalist. She's a member of the All-Star Performance Team with Round Rock Productions. And in November 2014, she performed with the All-Star Team in the Houston Thanksgiving Day Parade, where she performed as a lead vocalist for that production. God is doing some phenomenal things in this young woman's life. In her early training, she completed just a lot of musical performances. She's in theater. She's doing dance. She's acting. She's just all over the place. And she has a new release called Hey Friend that's ranked number one on the Christian radio chart. Official music video of her new single will premiere, or it premiered last year worldwide, September 2015. So without further ado, we are going to bring this talented 15-year-old artist on the line. Deja, are you with us tonight?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hold on just a second. I want to see if I can get your volume up just a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I apologize. Good. We got started a little late today, but we are going to pack these next 20 minutes with some great information about what you're doing. So tell us what you are doing right now, because I read that you're an honor student. You are just all over the place, young lady. Tell our listeners exactly who Deja is.
Well, I just released my second single. My bio had a little update to it, and I'm actually 16 years old now. I actually released my second release about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's entitled On and On, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon and all the different digital play stores. You asked what I have going on right now. I have tons of things going on right now, and I'm so excited. I'm in the works of working on my third single. I'm back and forth to Houston and all over Texas. I'm about to do a showcase in June in St. Louis, Missouri with Dr. Bobby Jones. It's a radio industry showcase. So I have tons of things going on, and I'm just so blessed and so glad, you know, just going with the flow.
Wow. Now, I always ask our guests this because, again, everybody always says, well, I've been singing since I was, knee-high to a pup, or I've been singing, all my life. And now, did I get your age correct? You are 15 years old, correct?
I am 16 years old.
All right. Correct me. I don't want to be wrong. But so tell me, again, I know a lot of times we always say, I've been singing, since I can remember. But what really propelled you to want to do, because I know you could probably do with any genre that you wanted to, but really what stuck with you and made you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is what you wanted to do, the rest of your life? Pretty much.
Yeah, oh man, it's just a passion I have for it, and it's just something I love to do. And yes, I could have sang any genre I wanted to sing, but I just feel like this is my calling, and I feel like God called me to sing and worship for Him. And not only that, but to get people that's in the world and, for them to hear my music and for them to be blessed by it. So it's all truly, I just am doing His works and what He called me to do. So that's really why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Wow. Now, how do you balance that? Because I know you got school, and again, your bio says that you are an honor roll. And so I know you got to have a little bit of downtime when you're not, doing all this other stuff.
Yeah,
but kind of talk about how you balance that.
Yeah, I'm doing choir and drama and everything like that, and I have a social life outside of that, man. It's a lot of sacrifices, I tell you. Sometimes I can't hang out with my friends. I'm in the studio practicing, or, I can't go, to different occasions, to hang out and just have fun. I have, to a job to do. I have church. I have, school. I have to keep my grades up. So it's a lot of sacrifices, and I really can't tell you how I'm doing it. It's just by the grace of God that He's keeping me here, and the support system for my family, oh man, it's just been great. And it gets hard sometimes, but I'm still managing all of it as I sing and give glory to Him. So yeah.
Wow, that is fantastic. So you dance and you act. So can you tell us about any dance competitions or any acting things that you've been in?
Yes, I have been in a musical at school. It was entitled Seussical Junior. It was based on Dr. Seuss, and everybody from the community in the town, they came and saw me perform. I did dances in that. You can also go to my website and see all the things that I do. It's www.dyjah.com, and you'll see more information on there as well.
Wow. So you were talking about earlier that you're getting ready to do a lot of traveling. How did you get the opportunity to get to do the showcase that you're going to do with Dr. Bobby Jones? Talk about that. Tell us how you feel about that.
Oh, I feel great about that. Actually, I did a showcase with Dr. Bobby Jones before in Nashville, in Tennessee, in December. And I actually got a call not too long ago to invite me to sing in St. Louis, Missouri. So I'm very excited and blessed about that. So that's kind of how I just, got started with that.
That is really good. Now, as far as the acting, do you see that something that you definitely would incorporate? Because you know about branding.
Yeah.
So you see, the Tamela Manns and how they started out with, she started out with Tyler Perry. And, so it's always good to be versatile. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, I agree totally. I actually started off reciting poetry and acting before I started to sing. So acting is just always going to be a part of my heart. And, it's just something I have so much love for. I just love to do it along with singing. So I totally agree. I should be versatile. And I act as well as I sing. So I get trained in both. So I kind of, have a profession of both of those things.
Wow. I just know great that we're going to be seeing you all over the place. I tell you, it's just phenomenal how, you stay grounded. Do your parents, do any of them, do they sing, act, or, where do you pull your talent from?
Oh, I know. They don't sing, act, or anything. I don't know, man. God, I can't. God. It's nobody but God. Nobody but him. The only time they sing is in the shower. They don't sing or act. I'm actually the only one out of seven kids that, you know, actually have the talent and the voice. So I'm very, you know, I'm humble about that. And, you know, God chose me out of anybody, you know, so I'm very, very grateful for that.
Wow, because I was going to ask you, did you have siblings then? And, you know, how do you guys interact when it comes to, are they very proud of you? Or are they supportive of you as well?
Oh yeah, normal. They support me. They love it. We fight like any other, you know, siblings. We have our disagreement, but at the end of the day, man, that's family, and they're always going to have my back, and they're just always there to support me. So, yeah, I'm very, very proud of my family. Yes. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yes,
now, we record this show, and, of course, you know, later on, I'm pretty sure there's going to be someone that's going to be listening, or it could be listening right now. And what would you give them as far as some nuggets or some words of encouragement as to, you know, something that has sustained and kind of kept you focused and grounded into doing what God has called you to do? Share with our audience, you know, a little bit of that.
Yes, ma'am, especially to my team, and listen to your parents. I mean, let them guide you and lead you in the right direction, because I'm telling you, they know what they're talking about, y'all. Because, I mean, I know as a teenager, we want to do our own thing, but, man, if you just listen to your parents and you just trust in them and listen to God, you know, ask God for that, you know, gift, what is your gift, and that passion for it and the anointings. I mean, yes, just listen to them and, you know, listen to God and have faith. I promise it won't lead you wrong, because, I mean, look at me now. You know, I'm just so thankful and so grateful that I had that, you know, experience, and I'm just blessed.
Wow. That's so fantastic. Monday night, we had a young man that he's 17, and he is a gospel artist as well. And you, as I'm listening to you talk, you and him, he's actually homeschooled, but homeschooled, but you guys talk the same as far as being so grounded. I mean, I know there are times when, you know, we all get disappointed at times. We all have our moments where, you know, sometimes we feel like, oh my God, this isn't worth it. But in the long run, we know that there is a calling, you know, on our lives. And I love that you guys are so, so grounded, and I just pray that God continue to keep you. Now, who manages you? Do your parents manage you, or are you officially under a label?
My daddy, he actually manages me. Oh, my mom, she's just there, you know, to support me, kind of fix my hair when I need to and give me dresses and things of that nature. But I'm not under a label. I'm an independent artist, so.
Good, good. And so they really are looking out for your career more
they
so than if somebody
really
was
funny.
Just, yeah, somebody was trying to, is just trying to make money off you. And I absolutely love that. Wonderful. Now, are you involved at your home church?
Oh yes, ma'am. I'm involved in the choir, the drama department. You know, the Bible study, the praise dance, and things of that nature.
Good, good. Well, now, are you thinking about going off to college?
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. I'm going to get a degree. yes, ma'am. I'm going to probably, I'm not sure of my major yet, but I know I want to go to college and do a degree in something. yes, ma'am.
Good.
Most definitely. Yes.
That is fantastic. So tell our listening audience where they can find you and your music.
You can find my music on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play Store. I don't know how many digital Play Stores they have. I'm sure there's more than that, but you could probably find it on there under. I have a YouTube channel, Daja Sings, and my name is spelled DYJAH Sings. That's my YouTube channel. For the digital Play Stores, my name is spelled DY'JAH. I have a website at www.daja.com. Again, it's DYJAH.com. It has my different social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, things of that nature. So that's where they can find me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're coming up at the end of the show because we close our show out at 7, and I would be so honored if you would close us out with a word of prayer, Deja.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to. Lord, I just thank you for everything you're doing in my life, and I just thank you for letting me be a light to other people. I just thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to this wonderful lady of God and woman of God and just speak to her about what's going on. And I just pray that who's ever listening just get something from it. I pray that you just help me to stay grounded and help me to stay focused on you. And I just pray an anointing over each and every one that's watching. And I just pray that they're blessed by, you know, this interview, God. I just thank you for everything you're doing in my life, everything that you've done in my life. I just want to let you know that I really, really am thankful for everything you do and everything you're going to do for me, God. And I just pray that you just keep your hand and protection, hedge and protection on me and my family, God. I just pray that you keep your anointing on me, God. I pray that your spirit just lives and grow in me, God. And I pray that you just fill my cup up, Lord, till it runneth over. And I just pray that over my life, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Deja, you definitely have your dad to forward us more information. We'll post it out on our Let's Talk Kingdom Facebook page. And we thank you so much. And tell your family, God bless.
Oh, thank you. We love you all. Take over me.